Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today because this is all a distraction. Everything we're living through right now, completely designed to distract us from what is reality. Please like this video. Please share this video. Please hit the subscribe button if you're not already subscribed. And if you are subscribed, make sure that they haven't unclicked your bell. So let's get right into it. There's so much happening right now in the economy. And whenever things like this happen, recessions, depressions, 2008, 2000, stock market bubble, we get experience from this. And for those of us that pay attention to things like this, certain things smell very similar to previous downturns. And as I get older, you start to remember these things. Remember it in high school when there was a recession in high school, when Ronald Reagan became president and, wow, interest rates have shot up and my dad can't sell anything and all of a sudden we're not going out to dinner and, it was just things like that. But now we're living through something that is an economic downturn that is going to have cataclysmic, results when this thing goes kablooey. And I have a feeling that people just don't want to realize this, in the sense that we have almost $500 billion in real estate that has to be refinanced between now and July 1st. Oh, is that bad, Dan? Yeah, that's horrible. Because if you pay any attention to this channel and you pay attention to the real estate brokers out there, people that write me like Broker Aaron and Rick and Rich and all these other people that write me, you're starting to see things just be given away. You're starting to see real big companies that have paid $200 million for something and then sell it for $28 million. Huh? How's that work out? It doesn't work out. But we are living through something that is completely off. I have a woman that is an amazing contributor to this channel, and I'm not going to say her name because it's going to give it away what she does, but she is she does online sales. She's one of those people that when you call a company, she answers the phone and does those sales. Her job is designed so that, hey, if you call in and you ask questions, you need to place an order. And she is nothing short of brilliant at it. Leads the sales list month after month, quarter after quarter. And for the last year and a half, she has been doing nothing but send me, look at what this company is doing. Look at the problems that they're having. Look at the number of phone calls that they're having. This is not just happening to you. It's happening to her too. And is the company stupid? Have they made some mistakes? Yeah, they have. They had a ridiculous April Fool's joke where they were offering things as low as 50% off, buy one, get one free, things like that. They should have had that as their April Fool's promotion instead of an edible product. Hey, look at this. You can buy one of these. They're edible. It was the most ridiculous thing I had ever heard. And I read that at like almost midnight and couldn't sleep. And I'm like, wow, that's stupid. But once again, you're not getting the hours you were getting before. You're going to see more and more companies with private equity, which are the loans. The rich people lend each other money to do things that we're not privy to. You don't have to put it on a balance sheet. You don't have to sit there and apply. They don't have to sit there and go out and check your FICO score to get these loans. These loans are given to these businesses so that they can, they may buy a building. They need to improve it. They want to buy something new. They want to expand. They want to get into AI. It's just chaos right now. Absolute chaos. You have to look at yourself. You have to fix your finances right now. You have to get real with the fact that you're going to make less money right now, which doesn't mean you're going to make less money. It means that what you did before didn't work. The problem with it is people are lazy. People don't want to educate themselves. Hey, I woke up one day and I was fat. No, you didn't. You did 20 years of being fat. Fatty, boom, baladdy. And then, before you had that conversation, you had another slice of cheesecake. Just one more. Who's going to see? It's not going to make a difference. It does make a difference. You've got to change your life right now. You've got to change your finances right now. More importantly, you have to get real with everything. One thing that I've talked about ad nauseum is the fact that you're going to see companies that are going to go out and they're going to merge with other companies, and they're going to call it innovative, and it's going to save our business. And all these people are starting to send me things like this. The latest one is Ernest and Julio Gallo, which is the largest wine company in the world. They make the cheap stuff. They make the cheap stuff that no one is buying right now. They're going to merge with Kentucky-based Four Roses Bourbon. Wine company buying a bourbon company? Yeah, this is going to revolutionize everything. It's not. It's not. And it's designed as a savior for both of these companies. And the wine guy making bourbon. Now, you may have Ted that knows bourbon because he worked there 15 years ago, but this is not going to save that company. It's not going to make you buy more wine or more bourbon for that matter because of the fact that you don't have any extra money right now. The distraction that we are all living through is very, very clear. Diesel fuel here in Northern California, in the San Francisco Bay Area, hit $8 a gallon over the weekend. $8 a gallon. Eight. I don't care if you live in Timbuktu in the middle of nowhere. Next time you get a gravel load sent to you, wow, Dan, you know, last time the gravel was sent to me, it cost $200 to then bring it out. Now it's $650. That's what you're going to experience. No one can afford this. And once again, this distraction that you're living through is insanity. I'm going to expand on all this stuff later, but I literally was so angry this morning with all this stuff because the emails I get it. People are sad. People are worried. This year is 25% done. And I have people, and I always ask people, well, how are you doing this year compared to last year? Oh, good question, Dan. I'm off. Not making the same money. Well, do something about it. You've got a business. Work smarter. Work different. Get business in a different manner than you have in the past. Well, what do I do? Waste money on advertising? No. Work smarter. Get money from your existing customers. Find peace in your life. Make sure you have a good relationship in your life with God and with your spouse, or if you're single, be happy. It's funny. Women I've dated that have been happy people, good people, were the most content being by themselves. Don't need anybody in my life to make me happy, but they were joyous people. They weren't shrews. They are not. None of them are. The point is that you have to go out and you've got to take this example. What makes you happy? Are you good for yourself? How can you be good for anybody else if you're not good with yourself? How can you be a good employee if you're just a miserable, oh, I hate this company. This company is letting me down. They are letting you down. You're letting them down. Have a positive attitude. Have some faith. Make some suggestions. Next time there's an all hands on meeting that you can participate in, go in there and have a list of things. Don't, oh, I've got a list in my head, Dan. I'm going to remember it. No, it doesn't work that way. Make suggestions, make things better, live a happier life. A family member who's very sick right now. And again, it's not a battle, it's not a journey. You know, battles can be negotiated, journeys you can get an Uber for. Remember that. This is unfortunate, but it's all about the positive attitude and going out and making sure you're having the right treatment. Because the one thing I do is, oh, well, let me make a recommendation for you. Get a second or third opinion. So the track that you're going down is the right track. It's that simple. Now, does this work with everybody? Of course not. You get a lot of people in your life that, God, she used to be so beautiful and now look at her. Yeah, she's a miserable shrew, like I said. And that's the problem with people right now, is that as things get more difficult, it's everybody else's problem. They don't want to look within. This private equity nightmare that's about to unfold, you're going to see very, very large companies that are respected in different ways that are not going to be able to pay their bills and pay their employees. And it's going to be blamed on somebody else, the economy, the administration, the restaurant that my son worked at that fleeced employees, that took money for insurance and didn't pay the insurance. And then a bartender breaks his arm and has to pay his own way at the hospital. What do you think that is? Okay. Oh, it's the economy that made me take that money and not pay for the insurance. It's ridiculous. You're going to see shenanigans. You have to be responsible for yourself, and you have to get a mindset right now that is going to get you through this. So you haven't seen anything yet. The unprecedented withdrawal requests from these private equity firms. You're a rich guy, and you're going to start to see, hey, you know, we're going to do our RUF. You know what we'll do, honey? Let's not finance this. Let's go to Morgan Stanley, and let's go get $50,000 out to do the RUF. No, you can't take it out. Can't get your RUF done, Dan. Huh? Well, I've got $2 million in this account. No, can't do it. Understand? It's done. People in their lifetime carry an average of $1.79 million in debt throughout their life. That is sick, guys. My brother, God love him, penny pension, coupon clipping, true, taught me to get out of debt. Get out of the credit cards, pay your bills, and don't live with debt. Everybody has debt. Everybody has a car payment. No, they don't. I don't. I don't owe anybody any money. Bye. Have a nice day. You know, it's funny. Dating apps. OkCupid. OkCupid is a dating app, which I have never been on, by the way. So if you see me out there, it's fake. Never been on one of those dating apps. But what you have is, you have the problem with it is that hundreds of thousands of pictures, mainly women, were stolen from the site and given out. And people were just, you know, dumbfounded whenever I told this story at Easter the other day. And it's crazy. People are like, really? Well, what are they going to do? They're going to sue. Well, but your pictures are out there, you know, so they're being used for AI. They're being used for everything. And you thought you're just trying to get somebody to hook up with. Terrible, 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 terrible. But don't worry, you can sue. There'll probably be a class action lawsuit for that. Who cares? Who cares? You're starting to see more and more couples that are dinks, dual income, no kids. Well, you need a dual income right now to pay your bills. I have friends that their wives have retired early and they can't figure out why they're just struggling, why they're miserable. It's because of bills. It's because of money. Because month after month after month, you spend and you're not bringing the same kind of money in. Oh, that's terrible, Dan. It is. It's absolutely terrible. You have to go out and you have to get a mindset. If you own a business, you have to do what you can do to get more business right now and not work with the same way. Not work in the same way that you did before. I had a business and we kept throwing money at advertising 25 years ago. It didn't work, didn't work, didn't work. Don't worry, it's going to work this time. It's not going to work this time. You have to go out and do things smarter and better. And the people that are going to do that are going to be more successful. These mergers, just, you know, for the world's largest wine company is lunacy. Absolute lunacy. You know? Crime. I'm going to remind everybody of a couple things. Be leery of people in public. Your wife, your mom, your grandmother, going to pump her own gas. People are ripping people off at the gas pumps. Don't let her go by herself. My mother, the last 20 years of her life, never pumped her own gas. We all had jobs. One of mine was to get her gas. Oh, come get me gas, son. Okay, you got it. And I just did it. But there's this new thing called pump switching where they're going out and, you know, now let me pump your gas for you. No, I got it. Well, let me put the pump away and seal up your gas cap and you be on your way. And then the guy pumps his own gas. Woman has a Toyota and then just got hit with a charge for $150. It sounds stupid, but if you do this with 5, 8, 10 people, you're going to finally eventually have somebody that's going to say, yeah, go ahead, put my gas cap back on. I'm just going to drive away. And then he doesn't hang the pump up, which just sounds ridiculous. You are not alone. You have to understand this is happening to everybody. Where you're going to be alone is when the collapse happens, which is going to be inevitable, guys. It's going to be inevitable. There's going to be a major financial collapse, and you can either be ready for it or you cannot be ready for it. But this what's going on right now is a distraction, because there's dates and there's things that are coming up in the economy that are unavoidable right now. You can't make this up. You can't just sit there and say, oh, they're going to figure out a way to refinance the buildings. They're not. It is going to be impossible. 33% of you driving right now are out there driving a car that's upside down financially. This is going to destroy the auto industry right now. I've done these stories. It was 30% 2 months ago. Now it's 33%. Wait a second. It's not going the right direction. No, it's not, but you have to buy a new car because you're the cool guy. You know, it's funny. I was invited to a brunch for Easter Sunday, and I'm going through the parking lot. You see the new plates and stuff like that, and they're parked out in the middle of nowhere. And I was laughing. I go, nobody cares what these people drive. Nobody cares what I drive. You just don't. But my car's paid for, guys. All of them are. So got to have yourself a realistic way to look through this and not be in debt and get yourself through this, because this is only going to get worse now before it gets better. Kid yourself. I have a friend that just retired, and his strategy is just to live his life as happy as possible. And he's doing it. He's doing it. Educating himself, enjoying his life, not living through any misery or pissing money away. Can you say the same thing? Your company that you work for is going through financial problems right now. The majority of them are selling less than they did before, unless you're in the negative. Divorce, bankruptcy, repossessions, things like that. Work through this. Have a positive attitude. Work on your health. It is the most important thing ever. You want to get a hold of me? It's hello@iallegedly.com. I'll see you soon.